This is Wisconsin Today. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows 1 in 31 American 8-year-olds are on the autism spectrum, continuing an upwards trend in the number of children diagnosed with the condition.
And autism rates for children in America have increased nearly fivefold since the CDC first started collecting data in the U.S. nearly 25 years ago.
That doesn't necessarily mean autism is more common. Researchers say a big part of the story is an expansion in autism screening, meaning more kids receive that diagnosis.
But in response to this new research, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. blamed environmental factors for the increase in diagnosis. Kennedy also claimed that autism is preventable and has previously linked autism rates to the use of childhood vaccines, which studies from the CDC and others have refuted.
Maureen Durkin is an epidemiologist and professor of population health sciences and pediatrics at UW-Madison. She's one of the authors of this new CDC report. Maureen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you, Rob, for having me and covering this important topic.
Let's start with this report that you were a part of, came out via the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, looking at the incidence of autism diagnoses for 8-year-olds. You're in the 4 to 8 range. A lot of people focusing on this number, a 1 in 31 8-year-olds with autism diagnoses as of 2022. Can you tell us what went into that number? What kind of research is this reflecting?
Sure. This is public health surveillance where we review health records, autism service records, and special education records, and identify the number of children meeting diagnostic criteria for autism.
And this number, the rate of autism diagnosis in this age group, has gone up over time. And there's two ways to understand that. It could be, oh, wow, there's more autism than there was, or there's more screening for autism than there was. How do we sort out what might be leading to that higher number?
It's difficult to sort out. There are many factors contributing to the prevalence of autism. And yeah, I do think screening is one of them. In 2006, the American Academy of Pediatrics began recommending that all children be screened for autism at well child visits. And then increasing ability to diagnose and refer children for services. And that has certainly contributed to the increase.
Because as I understand it, in years past, you would have had to come to the attention of a medical health provider as displaying particularly strong signs that could be diagnosed as autism. That is the only way you might get a diagnosis. Now, if we're diagnosing universally in some communities, someone who might never have been looked at as possibly having autism might fall into that category. Do I have that right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's certainly true. The diagnostic criteria themselves have also been expanding over time. It used to be considered a very narrowly defined condition, and now it's seen as a spectrum with a range of levels of impairment.
A lot of attention to the causes of autism, and we see now from the Trump administration and Secretary Kennedy at the Health and Human Services Department looking to find causes of autism. This is something, as I understand it, that has been pretty heavily studied, and the answer seems to be it's pretty complicated. What are the challenges in figuring out a cause or more likely multiple factors that might contribute to autism?
Yeah, I think one of the challenges is very multifactorial. There are many different factors contribute to it, and it's probably multiple conditions that get lumped into one category because of the behavioral features are the same, but it's really related to multiple things. There's over 200 genes have been identified that increase the likelihood that somebody will develop autism. And then there are other factors as well. Very preterm birth infants are at somewhat elevated probability of developing autism. Older parenting is associated with an increased probability of autism as well.
Some of the attention, at least from the health secretary, is on environmental concerns. Toxic exposures are one of the phrases that's been used. And some of the research coming from the federal government may focus on what's happening from ages, from birth to age 4, birth to age 8. As I understand it, one of the concerns that might miss is what's happening pre-birth. As you mentioned, preterm birth being a factor, there's maybe more relevant things going on during the development of a fetus. Is that right? Is that a place where we would be focusing our attention?
Yeah, that's definitely right. The developing brain, both prenatally and early after birth, is very susceptible to damage due to toxic exposures. We know that from lead poisoning, mercury poisoning, other things that are more detrimental if you're exposed early in life. And there certainly could be toxic factors that are contributing to autism.
We see concerns from parents, people worried that commonly used vaccines might have a link to the development of autism. Again, as I understand it, this is one of the most heavily studied fields in child development and autism. What kind of research has been done to tackle this issue, and what has it found?
There's been studies to see if children who receive various vaccines are more likely to develop autism than other children, and these studies find no such association. So there's really no evidence to date. And as you said, many people have tried to study this.
One thing that leads to people correlating is autism develops as it happens. The signs of autism are detectable at the same kind of age that a kid might be going through their well-child series of vaccines. Do you think that leads to some confusion for people who say, well, this happens in this age range and this happens, and take that correlation and look for that causation?
Sure. That could be one of the factors. Yeah. It takes a while to identify autism. It's probably present prenatally, but it takes time over early childhood to identify it. And that is the times that children are receiving vaccines. But as I said, there's really no evidence. And the people promoting that idea, they keep changing the theories behind it every time one is debunked. For example, early on, they thought it might have been the mercury preservative-based preservative in the vaccines. Those have been taken out since 2000, and we still see the prevalence of autism continuing to increase.
We're talking about a new report from the CDC finding an increase in the rate of 8-year-olds diagnosed with autism. We're talking to one of the report's co-authors, Maureen Durkin, epidemiologist, professor of population health sciences and pediatrics at UW-Madison. Let's bring things home to Wisconsin. You, I understand, lead a project that monitors the prevalence of autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities in Wisconsin kids. What do we see in Wisconsin? How do we compare to the nation as a whole?
Well, in our most recent report, which is for the surveillance year 2022, the prevalence in Wisconsin is a little bit higher than the national average across the 16 different sites. We're now at 3.8% of children in our state at age 8 years, meet criteria for autism.
Now, there's a bad news or a good news interpretation of that. The bad news, we have more autism than the rest of the country. Or good news, we're doing more screening. We're doing a better job of detecting autism than the rest of the country. Again, how do we sort that out?
I think it is most likely that we are doing a better job of identifying autism and referring children for services than we had in the past. In the national study, the lowest prevalence was found in certain areas in Texas where they are just beginning to develop screening and services for autism. And it remains to be seen over time whether their rates also will start to increase.
Maureen, access to healthcare, these kind of screenings can be very different from one part of the state to another, whether you're populated counties like Dane or Milwaukee versus rural parts of the state. Are there challenges? Are there differences from one part of the state to another when it comes to this kind of diagnosis?
Yes, it's true that in Wisconsin, most of the diagnostic centers and the expertise for autism is located in urban communities in Milwaukee, Madison, but also Marshfield Clinic. There are some rural centers. And there have been efforts over recent years to do outreach using telemedicine to reach rural communities in our state. Nationally, there has been evidence of a lower prevalence of autism in rural communities. And this, we think, is due to lack of under-identification and lack of services.
Are there things Wisconsin could do better when it comes to screening, early screening, screening at the right ages, to make sure we're detecting as many cases as we need to?
Sure. I think it's very important that we have special educational services available for children. And I think Wisconsin has done a much better job in recent years. We used to have a socioeconomic disparity in autism prevalence, and that has really diminished in recent years. And it's a more affecting all children, and more children are being identified and receiving services.
And let's talk about those services, given that there are so many different factors, apparently 200 plus genes to start with, that may be causing autism. What do we need to do to provide services to make sure people with varying kinds of autism can live happy lives?
Well, I think one of the things Wisconsin has done is we have a mandate for any child who receives health insurance in our state. That insurance must cover services for autism treatments, which can be otherwise prohibitive. They're very intensive, need to start early in life to be the most effective. We also have excellent school system in our state, and it's very important that we provide special education supports for children with autism. And this can begin as early as age 3 years for children with disabilities.
And we'll leave it there, Maureen. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Maureen Durkin is an epidemiologist and professor of population health sciences and pediatrics at UW-Madison. She's a co-author of a new CDC report on autism.